WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Basketball, a new film comedy opening today, teams one of the creators of Airplane and the Naked Gun movies with the creators of TV's outrageous cartoon comedy South Park. David Bianculli, our TV critic who actually enjoys South Park, saw the film and has this review.
It's not my imagination. The movies, more and more, are turning into giant TV shows. There's already been a big-screen X-Files movie this summer, and a new version of The Avengers is just around the corner. All the summer thrill movies, hot to attract teen audiences, cast heavily from TV shows. So if you don't want to catch the young stars of Dawson's Creek in reruns, you can go to the movies and watch them in new films like Disturbing Behavior. It makes sense because Dawson's Creek was one of the two hottest TV shows among teens last season, and any movie with them in it is likely to draw enough loyal young fans to post a profit. The same logic goes for the year's other hottest show among teens, Comedy Central's irreverent animated series, South Park. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who provide the scripts and most of the voices for South Park, are considered the impish bad boys of the media right now. South Park is a hit precisely because it's so gross and foul-mouthed and intentionally shocking. Any movie featuring them, therefore, is not intended for and will not please anyone who's easily offended. Technically, Basketball is more of a David Zucker movie than one from the South Park guys. Zucker, one of the zanies who revived movie spoofs with the original Airplane film, not only directs Basketball, but is its co-producer and co-author, and based the movie on a hybrid game, part basketball, part baseball, part insult humor, he and his friends invented and played a decade ago. But even though Parker and Stone didn't help write the script, they're the stars, and they're clearly the main reason people will go see the movie. At least that was true of the preview screening, where the biggest laugh occurred where Parker, for one brief moment, adopted the same marble-mouthed voice he uses for the character of Cartman on South Park. And as with South Park, much of Basketball is intended to shock, with several scenes that elicit either gasps or groans, and lots of humor that not only hits below the belt, but lives there. Here's a scene in which Yasmin Bleeth, formerly of Baywatch, so there's another TV tie-in, brings Parker's Joe Cooper, a star basketball player, to visit a hospitalized young fan.
Joey? Look who's here.
My biological father?
No, dude, it's me, Joe Cooper.
Coop?
I talked to the people at the Dream Come True Foundation, and they want to make your last wish come true. So what's your dream?
Well, I've always dreamed of big game hunting. How about killing an endangered species, like a bald eagle or a giant panda?
Well, Joey, I don't think that's in the true spirit of the foundation.
Well, then, how about poisoning a reservoir?
I know!
How about throwing flesh-eating fish into a public swimming pool?
I don't think you're quite getting the point, dude.
Come on, Joey. Search your heart. What's the one thing that you want more than anything else in the world?
Chelsea Clinton?
That's a pretty tall order, dude. You'd have a better shot at Bill.
Considering that Parker and Stone are writers and animators, not actors, they handle their movie roles well. Parker, especially, has the looks and confidence to carry off being paired on screen with Bleeth, which is a compliment. But other compliments, regarding Basketball, are harder to generate. The opening narration, which charts the corruption of modern-day Major League sports, is clever and sophisticated, but almost everything that follows is silly and sophomoric. Jenny McCarthy, in a supporting role, is so unfunny she approaches the concept of anti-humor. And of the many celebrity cameos, only Bob Costas, Al Michaels, and Ernest Borgnine really register. But my 14-year-old son, who had the good taste not to like Godzilla or Armageddon, liked Basketball a lot, laughed loudly in all the proper gross places, and told all his friends to go see it. With this kind of movie, that's the opinion, not mine, that really counts.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.